To take someone's life and then to take away from them, even the last word which says, I fought till the end.
Jumped, hanged himself, or slipped on a bar of soap, recounts Nkosinathi Biko, son of struggle icon Bantu Stephen Biko. He says that these were the excuses that the apartheid-era South African police force used after having murdered someone in police custody. Biko was speaking to Times Live on day one of the fresh inquest into the death of struggle icon Neil Agut.
Neil Agut, Ahmed Timo, and many, many other people. Our research, in fact, has got thus far about 120 names of people who were victims of torture and death in detention. Many of them having been arrested healthy and then emerging out of police detention as corpses. So we have been part of a conversation with a number of families to compel our democratic government to find the agency of attending to these cases. This portfolio offers us the opportunity to reposition a democratic South Africa away from an apartheid South Africa by showing that we in fact value human life and will hold you accountable many decades after the fact if you trample on those rights.
Do you think that this case will bring closure to the family, knowing very well that the person who may have been behind the death will not be brought to book? And if so, what difference will it make now?
Yeah. Well, I suspect that the family's sense of justice will also be broader than just the successful prosecution of one person. I suspect that it will be healing to the family to have a file that says Neil Agut was tortured violently and was killed, as opposed to a file that says he killed himself. I mean, it's double jeopardy to take someone's life and then to take away from them even the last word which says, I fought till the end. You know?